USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who are exercising their religious beliefs.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in a federal court in South Florida today. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and was asked if Sayoc had any help.
Investigation is still underway. What I can assure you is if there are additional perpetrators, they will also be brought to justice.
Sayoc is facing 48 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Trade tensions between the United States and China have taken another negative turn, with the United States demanding that China come up with a specific plan and stop allegedly stealing our technology. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin joined Fox Business and said we need to wise up regarding China.
China has been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our industrial secrets as well as our military secrets, and that is really, I think, one of the biggest threat we face in terms of our relationship with China. If we have a unified rest of the world when it comes to trade and our dealings with China,
We'll
discipline them to begin really adhering to the norms of the rest of the world.
A student shot at a North Carolina high school Monday has died. The shooting occurred in the hallway and stemmed from a fight between the victim and the suspect. The suspect is in custody, and the parent of one child who was evacuated says he never expected something like this to happen here.
It's crazy. You don't expect this. It's supposed to be one of the best schools in North Carolina.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top administration official is commenting on the migrant caravan heading towards the United States and the shooting that took place at a synagogue over the weekend in Pittsburgh. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Fox News Sunday.
This caravan is not getting in.
Talking about the thousands of Central Americans making their way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. And on the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, she says law enforcement is well prepared.
We do an extraordinary amount of planning and training for active shooter events, as well as just protection of soft targets and crowded spaces in general.
With more of that migrant caravan, Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He joined Fox News to talk about the logistics once the caravan gets closer to the United States.
Well, so most people are thinking that this mass horde is going to work its way up to the United States border. That's not how caravans in the past have worked. What they do is as they get closer to the border, they start dispersing and they enter the country illegally in smaller groups. But that's all cartel controlled. The problem that we face is once they cross the border illegally, once we take them into custody, then the asylum process kicks off. Now, if they come as a mass horde, theoretically we could stop them from crossing the border, but once they disperse and the cartels get their hands on them and force them to cross between the ports of entry in smaller groups, it becomes a lot more difficult.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.